A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, today on Thursday, January the 13th, 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, and talking of COVID, Marvelous, that's one of the topics we'll be looking at as we see that they are impacting people's lives and many projects that women are doing. And the Minister of Health says as of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 224,433 confirmed cases of COVID-19. That is since the outbreak, and including 201,649 recoveries, which means it's not all doom and gloom. Some have managed to recover. In 5,215 deaths, we also see that there's been more than 4 million people vaccinated against COVID-19, which the government is advising many people to do so as to curb the spread of the virus.
Yes, and still on the figures coming in from the health ministry. The ministry says as of yesterday, there were 668 new COVID-19 cases and unfortunately 14 deaths. And as you talked about, the government was actually aiming to vaccinate 10 million people. But up to now, they've vaccinated over 4 million people. For the country to reach herd immunity, it needs to have vaccinated 10 million people. So the race to reach that 10 million is still on.
Yabo ke siyabonga Marvelous. Kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhasa namhlanje. Okuphathelane lo 19. Sikhangela ukuthi sikhangela khonokho njalo bese sikhuluma-ke labesifazana abaqhuba inhlelo ezehlukeneyo silabahlonitshwa bethu lapha. Kodwa okwakuqala sizalitshela nje ngamanani ukuthi izolo nje ndikabula uhulumende uthi abantu abedlula amakhulu ayisithupha i-668 bahlaselwe ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ligcikwane, kwathi abangu-14 babhubha ngenxa yalo umkhuhlane. Sibona njalo lokuthi uhulumende uthi selokho umkhuhlane lo waqhamukayo, abantu osowabahlaselayo sebedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili lanxa kulabanye abasinda kulo mkhuhlane. Sikhangela ukuthi kule khakha omutsha we-COVID-19 okuthiwa i-Omicron osuthwalisa abantu nzima, okuthiwa umemetheka ngesiqubu esikhulu. Yebo ke ngingahambi kuMarvelous. Sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi umhlonitshwa wethu unkosikazi Sifiso Ndlovu uMandlovu uyasizwa yini, ngoba sike samzama ekuqaleni andubana ke bese sichasisa ngezinye inhlelo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Hayi, kuthi lokhe kungezwakali. Hayi, sathi-ke uMavela sisachasisa-ke sibone ukuthi singenza njani. Yebo-ke sungachasisa-ke Mavela silamhlanje uhlelo esiyabe sixoxa ngalo le-COVID-19 kanye nehlelo eziqhutshwa ngabesifazana abatshiyeneyo.
Aiwathi nokushingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai chatinokupai china chega chega chatinoti isu china chemadzimai. Anasi nemusi wechina January 13, 2022, tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19, chitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai, uyezve tichange tiine munyarikani Reverend vari pano vachange vari kukurukura nesu vachitaura ivo kuti zvakakosha sei kuti nyanya madzimai vatange gore vachipinda mukunamata, nokuti tinoona kuti vazhinji vanga vari kutobva pama-10-day fast anga ari kuitwa pasi rose nevatenderi. Saka tichange tichida kunzwa kuti zvakakosha sei, uyezve vachitaurawo zvakare pamusoro pemusangano wavanga vainawo waunga uchiitwa iwo padandemutande paZoom, apo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe pasi rose vanga vari kusangana vachinamata uyezve vachiwanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachinamata nezvimwe zvakadaro pamusangano iwoyo. Tambotarisa isu mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro pane vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 vanosvika 668. Kwozotarisa zvakare tiri vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino bazi iri rawanikwa iro richibaya vanhu nhomba vanodaudzira 4 million kunyange zvavo vanga vakatarisira ivo kuti vawanikwe kunge vari kubaya vanhu vanokwanisa kusvika 10 million asi pari zvino hasati zvasvika nekuti vanoti ivo kana vasvika pa 10 million aiwa nyika inenge yave neyavanoti ivo herd immunity. Ndo zvavari kunyanyo mhanya kuti vaite kuti zvinzwaro kunyange hazvo vanga vakatarisira ivo bazi rezveutano nenyika kuti izvi zvaizoitwa muna December gore rapfuura. Totarisa zvakare vanhu vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri nezuro. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 14 vakashaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 uyezve vari kuenderera mberi vachitaura ivo kuti vanhu vanofanira kuramba vachienderera mberi vachigeza maoko kupfeka mamaski nezvimwewo. Aiwa tabva tawana munyarikani wedu Reverend Mudambanuki, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro uyezve nyatsotsanangurai zita renyu rese nezita rekereke yenyu ramakamirira muzuva ranhasi. Tenderere mberi yedu nechirongwa. Hatisi kukunzwai Reverend.
Okay. Mazvita ndiri mfundisi muda Eva Vena Mudambanuki ndiri mu ndinogare kuNebraska ndichishanda muUnited Methodist Church. Ndinotenda Mwari nekundikoka kwemaita.
Aiwa nesu tinofara nekuti tati aiwa regai tikukokei kuti tinyatsovhura gore zvakanaka tichimbowanawo munamato nezvimwe zvakadaro nekutaurawo shoko sekutanga kwegore kudai. Tinoona kuti vazhinji vakange vari pama10-day fast vamwe vachiita zvakasiyana-siyana pakatanga goredzva. Zvakakosha sei kuti nyanya madzimai vapinde munguva iyoyi yekunamata goredzva richangotanga?
Ndinokoshesawo mubvunzo wenyu. Uye zvakakosha kuti madzimai vatange gore neminamato nekuti igore idza panotange gore Mwari kutanga, zvimwe zvese zvinoteera mumashure nokuti Mwari ndo vanotitungamirira pane zvose zvatinoita. Ndinobatanidza mazwi endiri kutaura aya naMateu chapter 6 paverse 33. Tangai kutsvaga umambo hwaMwari nokururama kwahwo kwose, zvimwe zvose zvinotera. Saka pane upenyu hwedu tinotange muna Mwari tichiupedze muna Mwari. Kutopiwe gore irori inyasha dzaMwari. Zvinoroti Mwari akatiyambutsa kubva kune rimwe kuti isa mune rimwe. Saka tingatangi semadzimai tisinganamati. Madzimai anomiririre zvakawanda mukati meupenyu wadzimai, mukati memhuri, mukusimudze wana wari kuende mumatanho akasiyana-siyana. Vamwe vana vari kuende kuzvikoro, vamwe vari kuende kumabasa, vamwe vari kuororwa. Saka pane it's like a new terrain, more prayers. Step by step as we go. Saka ndo kukosha kwekutanga nekunamata, kubvunza Mwari, kuzwe izwi raMwari, kutsvakuzi uku wake ukama naMwari, uye kunamatire gore nezvese zvinangwa zvetingadaro tinazvo.
I'll ask you the same question in English, but you are a reverend yourself, and we've seen a lot of people worldwide, especially women, in embarking on 10-day fasts as, you know, the new year approached. What's the importance, if any, of people, especially women, engaging God as they start a new year?
Thank you so much for such a profound question. My response is that we begin the year praying, seeking the face of God. And we know that when we seek God, we find him. God is always talking to us. And at the same time, we go back to Matthew chapter 6 on verse 33, where Jesus himself taught us to seek God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be granted unto you. Meaning whatever resolution we have, whatever goals we want to accomplish, we can accomplish those as long as we are in God. everything else is given. He will provide. So the more we seek the face of God, beginning of year, beginning of day, beginning of month, as we journey, the more we get connected relationally to God. So it's a relational thing. As we seek Him, we build a relationship with Him. He restores, He gives us newness, and new things just come in because we are connected with God.
Uh-huh. And tombodzokera edu murimi rwamai kuti takaona manga muine musangano mukuru wanga uri kuitirwa iwo pa Zoom. Wakafamba sei?
Thank you so much. Musangano wakaitwa musi wa 2 January kusvika musi wa 9. Wakafambe zvakanakisisa. Mwari akatitungamirira. Dingindira redu ranga riri kutaura nekuti mwatarira, Mwari ari kuita chinhu chitsva. Tatine ma prayer lines edu ari mu North America, tatine ma organization edu ari mu North America, takatine vanhu from Canada, nevakanga vari kuteerera from Zimbabwe and in various parts of the world. Musangano wakatibatanidza pamwe chete uye zvakare Mwari akatipe shoko ravo rekufamba naro. Ndingaiti sembuwa mukati mwegore rinoi. Vanhu vakabatise dingindira rekuti Mwari, tarira Mwari wakuita chinhu chitsva. Vanogadzira nzira pasina nzira. Saka tinotenda Mwari nekubata kwaMweya Mutsvene pakati pedu. Uye nemubatira pamwe, nokuti timi yedu yaiti rwendo rwekunamata mabvira pamwe. Saka takazviita pamwe. Tikawane nguva yekuziva zviri kuitika maorganization edu ari muNorth America, for example, CFI, which is Christian International Fellowship, vachititaurira nemusangano uchauya paLabor's Day kuChicago, tichizwana building for the future. Vanosangana vari kuKansas, madzimai, women of dominion, women of virtue, women of faith, I meant to say, nema RRW, Way United Methodist Church, Mothers Union, then nema prayer line edu, emangwanani, emasikati, emaneru, ne vamwe vanhu vakauya wakatambira Jesu tiri pamwe chete.
Uh-huh. Maybe let's just go into English. You recently went to social media and you had a Zoom meeting to kick off the year. How did that meeting go and when was it and how would you say Zimbabweans across the world welcomed this meeting?
Indeed, we want to thank God for the January 2nd to the 9th of January beginning together conference. It was really a tremendous success. We thank God that the Holy Spirit guided us during the revival. We had Wabui, then Ruwazano, and various organizations and prayer lines who came together. Amazingly, we learned a lot from one another, and at the same time, we were united in one accord as we began the year together. We want to thank God also that it was a divine moment, a learning moment, when we also included our children in the diaspora. How can we raise children in the diaspora? Word of encouragement and at the same time, word of hope. Because at times when we are far away from home, you just feel hopeless. But through the word, it was so piercing, it was so powerful that it left us on a very high standard, on a high note, knowing that even as we are living far away from home, God is with us. God is everywhere. And God is doing a new thing, which was our theme. The theme was see, I'm doing, about to do a new thing. Don't you see it? It's like an alertness. So as people, each day, people came with expectation and anticipation. And by the end of the conference, we gathered together in breakout rooms. We had an opportunities to lift up our prayer requests like we do when we begin the year 10 days. We were just praying. The spirit of prayer was so profound. It was so powerful. And at the same time, people connected, you know, like we do at home. People connect when you go to revival. So within the Zoom, even though there's COVID, there was a blessing, an advantage for us just to come together to worship, beginning together revival, which went on well. So we praise God.
There's something that you spoke on there, raising children in the diaspora. Maybe just take us a little bit as a reverend yourself. What guidelines or what advice would you give to parents that are listening right now on raising children in the diaspora from what you were preaching at your conference?
I'm just recapping on the takeaways that I got, especially on Sunday. I sent you that link, which was spoken in Shona, but it's like a Shonglish thing, but it's so profound. You know, my take from that conference, and also maybe a word of knowledge and advice to the audience, is that we are living in difficult times. That's number one. Secondly, we are not home. We are raising our children in the diaspora. But around the globe, there's a change concerning parenting. So we need God. We need God's wisdom for us to parent now. I always advise people that whatever we need is in the Bible. And we need to understand the times that we are living in. The time I grew up, I was born in mid-60s. So the time we were born in the 60s and the time we are living in the 2020s, it's different. We are raising a generation of technology, technologians. They are in technology. They are always holding their phones. You are talking to them. Everything is soundbite, holding their phones, etc. So technology. So we have to understand at the times and at the same time on to ask ourselves the questions concerning how we raise our children. How best can we do it? Uh-huh. So, like I said, God first. Then at the same time, we need to understand our children, the world they are living in. Does it mean that we fall prey to what they are doing? Or does it mean that what methods do we apply in raising our children? On a spiritual note, I always say everything is in the book, in the Bible, like in Psalms, reading the Psalms, reading Proverbs with them. Then one application that we were taught during the conference was that be with your children, know your children. At times we spend time away from our children and the devil comes in, creeps in, and he takes over. And at the same time, learn from other parents how they are doing it. How are they doing it? The church, church becomes the centerpiece of everything. You know, when we center God, he can give us some advices on how to do it. If you read the Bible closely, you learn about the children of Israel when they were in Babylon. What made them survive, those who survived? When they were in Egypt, what made them survive when they were in a foreign land? Jeremiah talks about that. So, you know, things like this, when we have women coming together, having such an event like this moment, it helps, helps us now to learn from to those who are successful in raising their children.
Thank you so much, Reverend Mudambanuki. We'll come back to you. Over to you, sir. I think your mic is muted.
Sendisile sibongeke lapha umfundisi obexoxa lathi ke lapha emsakazweni esichasisela ke ngokuphathelane lozokholo kanye la kuphila kwalamhla abantwana ukuthi bayenzani labadala esixoxela nje ukuthi kuhlalisana kuhle njani emphakathini okhuluma ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma kuhlelo lwethu. the women's round table lowo ke umfundisi ubekhuluma lati oqhubayo ke okhokhelayo emkhulekweni umfundisi Eva Mtambanuki njalo silomunye ke umhlonitshwa wethu lapha esiza khuluma la ecingweni yena ke ngunkosikazi Mthembazali khuluma kuhle ibizo lakhe ngunkosikazi Sifiso Akbe Choroka yena ke ulwela ilungelo loluntu ulela lamalungelo abesifazana uzazi introduce yena asithi ukuthi uthini ngalokho kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi ucingo lwakhe belungangeni so sizazama ukuthi ke simthinte lapha ecingweni singafiki ke ecingweni sizathanda ukuthi sizuthi ususenelisa yini ukuthi ukhulume uzwakale emoyeni ke inkosikazi okay yeah bengutshayele ucingo lapha ungabe uyalubona ucingo lwani hayi othi mphinde njalo lapho sisazama ukukhuluma lawe ngizabe lokho ke ngichasisa ukuthi lapho esikhuluma ngani nokuthi laba abasanda ukusixhuma ke lapha sixoxa ngokuchiyeneyo ke sikhuluma ke ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 sikhuluma ngenhlelo eziqhutshwa ngabesifazana ngisazama ukuthi ngifonele unkosikazi Sifiso Ndlovu siyabona ukuthi yena ulwela ilungelo loluntu uthi uphatheke kakhulu ngenhlelo zokulwela amalungelo abesifazana njalo uyi-entrepreneur lokho kusho ukuthi kuma-business lapha uyakwazi eziphathelane lama-business leziphathelane lama-women empowerment ukuthi abesifazana ke bona bengayenza njani ukuthi bephumelele hayi ucingo ke lwakho nkosikazi Mandlovu alungeni luthi forwarding calls only ye yeah, kutho ukuthi usuzaphuma ke efonini akula ndaba ngizafaka umfanekiso wakho bese sikhuluma efonini ye yeah. Ye yeah, akusenani kodwa hayi kuhle sibili ukuthi sixoxe lawe kuhlelo sesizabuyela ke komunye umhlonitsha wethu ngapho ke sisazama ukuthi sivisele ke uMandlovu ke ecingweni yes marvelous you can carry on
yes I'm just waiting for Reverend Mtambanuki to come back on the screen
yes he's right here with us you can go ahead
Reverend Mtambanuki tinoona zvakare kuti mune amunoti ma prayer line anofamba sei
oh ma prayer line edu tine prayer line yemangwanani inotanga iyona 6:30 p.m. ku Eastern Time, zine 4:30 ku West Coast, then 5:30. In fact, the 6 a.m. mu Eastern Time, because by 6 a.m. for 30 minutes, panenge pachina matirwe wana, Dr. Tariro Chabata wanotunga mirire iyo prayer line. So from 5:30 kushikira maybe 8:30, depending on the time, wano wapani marizo, then wano wanunamata sakare, then pani Bible study, like today they had a wonderful Bible study. So they do it Monday through Friday. Then tine prayer line yemasikati inotungamirwa na Pastor Angeline Makoni. Wanotungamira iyoyo inotanga na 12 p.m. Ichipero kuma something to 2 ikoko. Yeah, so mu Eastern Time, mu Central Time zine 0. It's 1 p.m. mu Eastern Time, 12 p.m. mu Central Time. So iyoyo prayer line ine ma Golden Girls, wana mama wedu, wakauya, kuzochengete wazukuru, kushanyire wana wawo kana kuti ma citizens or ma permanent residents. Vasingaendiwo zvavo kumabasa wapa pension. Ndivo vanopinda zvavo vachinamata. Nevamwewo vanokwanisa kuita stop by for lunch vachiteerere shoko. Then we have the prayer line yandinotungamirira inini. Inotanga na 8 p.m. most central time, then 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Pacific time. This prayer line is now 11 years old. And tinotenda Mwari, tunetema seminars, we own our mothers, we talk about everything. So tinoma preachers, then monthly we meet for Holy Communion every month. Beginning of every month, we meet in the Zoom, tuete Holy Communion. Tinoita.
Holy Communion, munoita se muri pa Zoom.
Holy Communion, tino wanu wedu wato jaira kugara wagadzirire ma elements ao, chingwa chao, kana kutijusi yao, then kana tasangana waninge wari ready, tongo komborera, then kuna mwarari pese pese wanungu tora wa chingojika. Yeah.
Yeah, also let me go into English and just say, you are the leader of the evening prayer line. When did you start this? Where did you get the idea from? To start off a prayer line, and how is it going so far?
Oh no! When I lived in Nashville, there were so many Ghanaians, and some of our friends were starting doing that using the prayer line. So I found it as a very good idea, and I remember getting this inspiration of, wow, what if we connect with other people out there, just a number, and they just get in, then we pray. Then we started with the sunrise service. That's how it was born. It was born through the sunrise service, Rumuko. And from there, we ended up having it another service in the evening. So far, so good. Last year, we celebrated our 10 years anniversary, Ebenezer, how far the Lord has taken us. And we continue, and we have seen growth in the prayer line. We also have an English service, which was birthed through this prayer line. And it was one lady who was those who do home care, health services, and this lady kept on hearing this Zimbabwean lady speaking and showing up, praying, etc. And she said she wanted to do that. So we ended up on a Tuesday, starting with they are blind. She and her boyfriend are blind, and now it's expanding to in the African American community and other international people within the United States. That's the English service. So through the prayer line, we have that, and we can also testify through other prayer lines, like the Patine, which was left by Sekuru Masuka. It's growing also in leaps and bounds. Precisely, all the prayer lines are doing well. And above all, we now have organizations, Wabui, the men's group, the women's group, Mothers Union. And as you know, like in Maryland, you guys have Love Sisters, etc. So that's the growth and expansion of what God is doing among us in the diaspora.
So mukuona here kuti kubva prayer line mumabatanidza vanhu zvekuti munokwanisa kubatana panenge paitika ndufu michato kana zvino muri kuzvifambisa sei pa.
That's what we do. Within the small groups, like when prayer lines meet, when somebody loses a loved one, we pray together like we do in our culture. So I think precisely I can say through these prayer lines, through these organizations and the meetings that are happening, the conferences that are done through the organizations, we are one. Like, for example, Women of Dominion. When somebody goes to Women of Dominion, it's an organization which caters for all denominations, people of various backgrounds. So I see that people are coming together, and it's happening, and it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. So maybe there are some people that are listening and would like to join you on your prayer line. Where can they find you?
Okay. The prayer line number we have is 605-313-4802 with a passcode of 477-238#. That's the number that we normally use. And, For the Zoom, we have a link that we use every month. So normally we send out the link. I don't have it here with me for the link.
All right. So please stay on the line and we'll come back to you.
All right.
Reverend Lamba Nukrigatin, Nukri Vadambu Gadzis, I think Mike, yes, is Peter Shakanaka. But so what programs do you have this year that you are looking forward to?
Oh, we started already. What programs we have? We're going to immense more in parenting.
Mm.
Parenting in the our children in the diaspora. So we started last Sunday with a couple who really opened our eyes in terms of what we are supposed to do. It seems there is a lamentation, marvelous, a lamentation from all sides,
uh-huh,
above and beyond. There is a lamentation concerning our children. The point is, we did not come to the United States or wherever we are around the globe to lose our children.
Yes.
When we were leaving our country, we said we were going to a dreamland, for us to be educated, for us to go back home, this divine empowerment to raise our children and to leave a divine legacies to our children.
Yes.
But it seems the enemy is after us. The enemy is fighting us so bad. So this year we'll be focusing on that. We're going to have a seminar this first quarter concerning some topics that we can lift up and talk about concerning raising our children in this day and age. So that's another one. Easter time, we normally gather together for revival. When it comes to Mother's Day, we want to we appreciate us who are living and our mothers who left legacies in our life.
Uh-huh.
So we always honor our mothers by giving them opportunities to celebrate before Mother's Day, but to talk about the importance of honoring our mothers. So we're going to have that. The same applies to the fathers. Then we go on with the year like that.
Yes,
thank you
and
so much.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, yes, I wanted to, before we go to our next, I wanted to ask the Reverend if the current COVID pandemic is impacting on some of your projects. Is it easy to work under these conditions?
Oh, thank you so much. Like I told Marvelous, it's for our advantage when we go in the air, when we use the technology now, the social media. So Zoom has been a very great instrument for us where we have reached out in many places. So I can preach to those in Australia through Zoom. So yes, it's a disadvantage. A lot of people are suffering through COVID. People have died or are sick. But on a spiritual note and other issues, we want to thank God that it was an eye-opener. I remember before COVID, we were not connecting like we are doing. But we are connecting more because of Zoom. So, yeah, we keep on again praying against this COVID, especially the Omicron that is spreading so rapidly. We just pray against it, and we pray that one day we'll testify to the goodness of the Lord, the deliverance from this giant.
Yes, and what about the turnout? People, coming up in numbers for your sermons and prayers.
Oh yes, indeed. Yeah, yeah. Like I was telling Marvelous, when we did our conference last week, January 2nd to the 9th, we had a good turnout. We were in the 198s, and on Sunday we were in the 200s. So the turnout was so good.
Yebo ke siyabonga ke kulabo ke abasanda ukusixhuma ke lapho siswa ke umfundisi esichasisela ke ngokumqoka ke inhlelo abazenzayo lokuthi lanxa kule COVID-19 uyabanceda ngoba abantu babuya ngobuningi ke ukuthi bezolalela umkhuleko wabo bezokuzwa ilizwi lenkosi babuya kaningi kuzo lanxa bengabuya ke mathupha kulezi nkonzo. Marvelous.
Uh-huh. 20 redu mberi refienda nasi zvarei
Thank you. I'm about to leave. I have another assignment.
Yeah, anyway, we're nearly finished, but mataura imi kuti pane zvirongwa zvamakatarisana nazvo gore rino. Ndezvipi zvirongwa zvamuchange makabata gore rino ira 2022. Ndachinyanyofarira pamataura panyaya yekuti kukudza mhuri uri diaspora, especially vana. Imotsinira.
Tiri kutarisira kuti gore rino iri mukutanga kwetaita chinangwa chedu chiwe chekubatira pamwe pakusimudze wana wedu kuti Mwari anotangira pandiri achiuya pawana wangu mumba mwandinogara achienda kuma neighbors achienda kuhama neshamwari. Saka donzo redu guru nderekuti tibatsirane kuti kunyangwe dai tichitsvage mari tichida zvekudzidza nezvakawanda zvatingafarira nekuda kuita mudiaspora, tisafuratira wana wedu kana kukanganwe wana wedu. Tiwe tinobatira pamwe newana wedu, tiwe tinoenda kumagame mawo, tiwe tinoshanda nawo, tichitamba nawo, tichishamwaridzana nawo. Ndinozi hangu kuti pendai kurazaizi mai waiti handisiri shamwari yako. Okay. Asi tikadaro munyika munomu manje tinorasana newana wedu. Wana wedu vari kusangana nezvakawanda zveungochani, zvema drugs, zvekudhakwa, zvekudini, zvekupesaniswa kwemhuri newakaipa. Saka donzo redu guru nderekuti toita sei, towa tinodzidza kubva kune vamwe vane wana wakura, vane wana vari kukura, vane kupinde mudzimba, munhu wese kupinde mudariro iroro rekubatsirana pamwe chete. Chinangwa chikuru. Chimwe chendinodotaura ndechekuti dai taikwanisa kuverenge shoko raMwari ana kuita kugadzira kana urongwa hwekuti tiri kuerenge bhuku ripi semhuri kana kupane zvekuerenga. Rimwe rendakaona vamwe vachishandisa kushandisa masams rine masam akawanda 100 and something sams. Rimwe racho ritori nyore kuerenga, rinobatsira futi kudzewana nekubatsirana mumabhizimusi mukati mwekunamata. Ibhuku razvirevo Proverbs rine 31 chapters. Saka nhasi date ndi 13, it's Proverbs 13. Tikaende kuma Psalms ndi Psalm 13. So tikaramba tichierenga kudaro kuva neplani yekuti toita sei. Tiri vanhu vakati fundei maZimbabweans, ndinotenda Mwari nenyika yekwangu kuti tinoona manje kuti zvinoita kuplana kudaro, kuita mameditations, kuita maprayers, mafasting, tichitarisana nedonzo rekuti munhu wese sesemhuri tinge tiri pamwe chete.
Chombotarisa nyaya yamataura yetechnology. Zviri nyore here zvino kuti muzoti ngatigare pasi timbotarisa mapisarema kana kuti Proverbs yamataura nezvimwewo mamwe mavhesi. Mungataura tsigiro ipi panyaya iyoyi yetechnology takatarisa vana vemazuva anaya?
Yeah, tinotoone kuti iyo technology yacho itori tool yet inokwanisa kutibatsira kana kuti tuerenge masams acho. Umwenzaniso ndoo kuti ndinokwanisa kutore foni yangu ndoenda pa Psalm 13 ndoisa pa audio ndoteerera zvangu ndine maheadphones angu ndichiteerera. Saka tikatengere wana wedu tichiona kuti wane izvozvo wachiri vari mumazera madiki, nekuti munoziva kuti vamwe wacho vaakumateenager. Even though wakumateenager, kutumire mwana kana ari kucollege vhesi ranhasi kubudikidza netechnology, ndinombozviitawo dzimwe nguva kutumirawo mwana wangu ari kucollege ndomutumirawo vhesi rekuti averenge rezuva iroro. Pamwe pacho toti ngatitaurei nevhesi irori, wazwawo sei? Ininiwo ndiri hangu mushumairi, asi pamwe pacho ndongowo ndisikuziva kuti riri kurewei. So ndiri kungope mufananidzo wekuti tinokwanisa kushandisa iyo foni iyi, iyo makompyuta maipad, tichitoite basa raMwari, tichitokudze wana wedu, tichitsvage nzira dzekutogoogle kuti tinofamba sei.
Maybe let's just go into English. You spoke about technology. How can it be used in raising up children in the diaspora? especially you as a reverend, what advice would you have for some who are actually listening out there who are wondering, okay, yes, technology is a problem sometimes, but how can they actually turn it into a positive?
We go on the positive side when we talk about technology, because through technology, like I am on the Zoom because of technology. So we can find some resources. We can be very creative in finding ways to raise our children as we impart in them the spirituality aspect that we yearn to for them to have. So we can ask them to read a daily biblical scripture. I was giving an example concerning what I do with my son. When I wake up in the morning, I have the Bible app on my phone. Then I pick that particular scripture. I send it via text to him. Then we talk about that kind of that verse, particular scripture that, for that particular day. So that's another way to do it. And also I was talking about reading the Psalms. We can put them on audio. Today is January 13th. We can pick up Psalm 13 and read Psalm 13, maybe just to listen, putting your earphones there just to listen to that. And the other one, which has everything for those who do businesses, for those who want to start businesses, raising children, everything. The book of Proverbs is very enriching. It has everything that you look for. And I've even heard non-Christians talking about the book of Proverbs, because you look for parenting is there. You look of how to take care of the integrity is there. Look up looking for business. Every idea is in the book of Proverbs. So for the book of Proverbs, it is 31 chapters. And for every month, if I read Proverbs every month, that's very enriching. So my point was, even though technology has a negative aspect, we look and take the positive aspect of technology, creativity, using it for a good cause or purpose.
Yebo ke sibonge ke umfundisi ke obesixoxa laye lapha sesilomunye ke umlaleli wethu ecingweni umhlonitsha wethu siyakubingelela ke nkosikazi Councillor Msipha Fabian Msipha.
Siyakubingelela njani?
Hayi siyaphila ke ungasitshela ke ibizo lokuthi umele siphi isigaba koBulawayo.
Mina nguCouncillor Fabian Msipha.
Yeah, ungafaka futhi ivolume yakho efonini ukwenzela ukuthi kuzwakale kakhulu. Yeah, hayi kodwa aqhubeka. Yeah, silapha
sikhala.
Ehhe. Yeah, ngiyakuzwa ungaqhubeka.
Mina ngikhala ngikhala.
Yebo ke siyabonga enjube lakhona ngapho ke. Eluveve, ungasitshela ukuthi kathesi lapha sikuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana. Ungathi okuyikho kahle kahle okungaphathanga kuhle abesifazana kathesi sikhuluma nje kuyini?
Abesifazana ikakhulu okungaba okungabaphathi kahle kakhulu ngesikhathi xa angasindiyo.
Yeah, sesikhangela ukuthi abanye babekhuluma ukuthi amagetsi ahlezi ehamba nje ngokuphela. So kulinjani lolu hlupho? Abantu sebesenelisa yini ukuwathola nxa bewafuna kumbe lokho kumele bayidinga inkulu? Yebo ke labo ke abangenelisi ukuthi bawafinyelele amagetsi inkuni zona singathi ziyatholakala yini?
Hayi kukhulu kuti wahamba kwega ngene uye tikakona ngane kuvashangana nabareza yamuye kutsanza nebathi ndiye kutsakile kuti kuke akuzisa
kakhulu. Okay, kodwa ke sesikhangela ukuthi ke kule gcikwane leli le COVID-19 kulezi nsuku abantu bazivikela yini phandle lapho?
Abanye yena ngihlalaneke abanye bathesekezikhambela ngehaaaaa ezigambele ukukivelekalaa iyahamba ubaweude akayikhibaki kodwa abanye hhayi okhekelanele ukuthi hhayi kele kufaka kwamaki ngemaneje ukuthi i-social distance konke i-sanitizer kodwa abanye hhayi.
Yeah, yiziphi inhlelo elilazo njengekhansili ukuthi lixwayise abantu ukuthi belandele imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 nokunye nje
oku?
Yebona abantu bazilandela lezo zinqumo. Kodwa singathi umkhuhlane lo suliphambanisile yini kakhulu emsebenzini yenu? Liyenelisa yini ukusebenza kuhle lizuze amanani abantu elifuna ukukhuluma la? Yebo ke, kodwa kuzo zonke lezi nhlupho ozikhulumayo yiziphi esingazibamba ukuthi lezi zikhathaza abesifazana ikakhulu okwedlula abesilisa? Lokhu kuthwala nzima kwabomama kungabe kufika njalo lebantwaneni abangamantombazane.
Ngoba bayisizwe ngabe ngeke kuthi lesifazane sasizwa ngoba abantu so bachede hayi ukuthi bathela kukhona abantu.
lapho sesikhangela ukuthi lina njengabo councilor yini lilamandla ukuthi lilawule lapho kulwa khona abantu abathethene ezindlini, ngoba sasiza ukuthi ngenxa yokuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 lokho abantu sebehlezi ndawonye ezindlini kuyabonakala kulokulwisana okukhulu. Ungathi lokho kuqhubeka lokho kumbe hayi sokungcono yini? Yebo ke kuyezwakala, sesibona njalo ukuthi kulabanye kuthiwa baya lanxa ebesemangalile umkakhe uyahamba ecitsha icala. Sakhuluma nomunye ke ukhansela khona ngapho ayisithi bakhona abambala abesifazane ababuyayo besithi abasayinile i-affidavit yokuthi hhayi icala sebelikhupha. Liyakubona yini lokho kusenzakala?
Kakhulu, kuyenzakala kakhulu. Umama uyahamba ayebangalela ubaba
ngezinye indlela bakhona abesifazana labo babangela udlakela lapha ezindlini. Manje uyena ubona ubaba bayathi ukuthi ngempela abachayiwe yini, ngoba abanye bengathi hayi umama akalamandla amakhulu kangako ukuthi angalwisana loba ngenqindi. Yebo ke ubona ingani yisisusa leso kumbe kukhona njalo okunye, aba kukhona yini okunye kungabe kubangwa lapha ezindlini? Okay, kuyazwakala. Mav, there we had Councillor Fabi Msipang of Lawayo. She's just updating us on what's happening there. The usual shortages of water and electricity that puts the woman and the girl child always looking for these commodities. and putting them at a disadvantage, especially now that schools are closed and that some children, especially girls, are falling pregnant. But she's also highlighting on the domestic issues. You remember the reports that we're getting that because of COVID-19, there's domestic problems at home, that they still get those problems as counselors because they have to certify the affidavit when some women have withdrawn charges against their husbands who have beaten them up, saying, no, he's the breadwinner, what do we do without him? And that she's also advising women not to be too harsh on the men, because sometimes she says the women are the ones who are on the offensive. When the husband comes and is late, she will complain that, where were you all this time? What are you doing? But she's saying some women should understand that men like, you know, socializing with other men, drinking beer and so forth. I think we have a minute or two left, but I'm sure the Reverend might weigh in on that one, on how best to deal with such issues.
I think it has to do with unity and understanding, if we can put those two together. Because we need each other. If a man spends the whole day at work, there's family, like we are saying, family first. So family comes first, and at the same time, socialization is not a bad thing. There are boundaries in everything. So I think priorities matter there. So if we prioritize time with family, then we can extend to friends and socialize so that we don't cause a lot of conflict within the family. There has to be peace within the family. That's my take on that.
Yes, thank you very much, Reverend. On that note, I would like to thank our guest, Councillor Fedi Msipa, who's Councillor for Luveve Township in Bulawayo, and caretaker Councillor for Njube, which means she's acting in that capacity, who was telling us about the encounter there. Over to you,
Mavila. Aiwa, tida kutora mkana wekutenda Reverend Eva Mudamba Nuki. Nasita wani kwa isu tichi kumborerwa chikuru neja mangamu kutipa sezizi so ipo pano. Mungo taura enyu in 1 minute, 1 second kuti azwenye kwezira.
Thank you so much. Marati komborere imana 2022. Tinesukurizo maraka tigazirira. May God bless us so much in 2022. As we begin in Him, He continues to guide us in everything. Thank you so much for this platform and for this time.
Thank you. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good night.
Lami usithande kile mhlanga sithi sithanda would also like to thank Sifiso Akbetoroka. She's Manjovu. She joined us actually, but she had technical glitches. She says it's raining and it wasn't. We hope that we will have her in our next discussion. She's saying she's an entrepreneur, she's a mother, she's a farmer, she's everything. And she'll be telling us about her progress. Let's hope next time we're able to get her, because in Zimbabwe, there are these technical glitches.
Yeah.
Like places, especially when it's raining. Yes, signing off.
Let's ask Reverend Dabanduki to give her number so people want to join her prayer line.
Okay.
You can give us the number and remember to put a code in between, because some will be calling from different countries.
Okay, so you want me to give the prayer line number?
Yes, please.
Okay, it is 605-313-4802. Then the passcode is 477-238-pound. That's the number.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much. Signing off, I'm Sitandekile Mtanga here in Washington.
Vanoda utira. kuyenda studio 7 tibatei na 7 PM pamasaisa anoti 909 AM 4930 6170 ne 7270 kilohertz pa shortwave mazuwa ose. Munokwanisa kugunzwa studio 7 na 6 AM muvuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisa anoti 909 AM 4930 6040 ne 1